So it's really good to be here on Mom's Day. Did you know it's Mom's Day?
Yeah.
Very good. I made a couple mistakes with the grown-ups over there, with the adults. We were giving flowers out to the newest mom, or the mom with the newest baby. So there's two ladies, so we gave them both one. And then we gave out to there was two ladies, or one lady who's in her 90s, so she's the oldest mother in the room. That's your grandma. And then I said, if you are a grandma here and you've got a child and grandchildren in the building, can you stand up? And I thought there was only like four. So I said, okay, all of them get a pot. Well, it turns out like that there's 10 and I've only got 7 pots of flowers left. And my mom and Sandra's mom were two of them, and they are near the front, so they got their pots, and I had to go, Mom, we're taking your flowers away. Mama-la, we're taking your flowers away. And it was a little embarrassing. Everyone laughed, but oh well. So I'm going to talk about a couple different things. But first, Mr. Ben, can you put the how a real man takes his underwear off? I don't know if you guys have seen this one. Okay, when you're ready. This was anybody's allowed on the field.
Oh, einer geht zu Boden und er tut das, was man in so einer Situation am besten machen sollte. Er stellt sich tot. Der Stier denkt, das ist mein Revier. Hier habe ich die Hosen an und du nicht. Und dich will ich auch noch nackt sehen.
They would never let you do that in Canada where anybody could be on the field, would they? Like, there would be so many waiver forms and lawsuits. And so I don't know where that was from, but my guess is Spain. Okay, so go to the fighter one, that one there. This is, have you seen this one? So there's two guys here. Look at this guy's, you know, psyching himself up. This is no rules fighting. And there's your winner. Isn't that sick? And he wins. Do you know there's a verse in the Bible for that one? Do you know what the verse in the Bible is? Pride comes before a fall. And this guy went down big. Okay, one more. This is from a TV show called The Jamie Kennedy Experiment. So this, people don't know that this is all like candid camera thing. Go ahead, Ben. This is at a resort.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pool will be closed for 5 minutes. Exit the pool. Everyone out. I have the small bathroom break I have to do. Pool open in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Watch, he's going to shake himself in a moment. As if that's going to do any good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the pool is now open.
All right, so that wasn't real. I hope it wasn't real. You want to put that one up there? So here is a very interesting passage in the Bible I wanted to talk to you about. I'm 53 years of age, and obviously I used to be your age, right? And I have made a whole bunch of mistakes in life. I have made a whole bunch of good choices as well. And when I was your age, the hardest thing for me was getting along with my dad. Like, my mom I was cool with. My mom was all right. But my dad, I just could not get along with my dad. And my dad wasn't cool. My dad was a... Do you want to guess what my dad's job was? I thought it was the most stupid job you'd ever get in the world. I was embarrassed by what my dad did. No, not a plumber. That's cool. A pastor. I thought that is... Oh, my goodness. I just didn't like that. And you guys are too young, but there's a song that if you listen to on the 50s stations, it goes like this. The only man who ever loved me was the son of a preacher man. And a girl would sing that song like it was a big hit. And the girls in school, in high school, who knew that my dad was a pastor, would pass me in the hallway in school and sing that song. And I would be so embarrassed. My head would be down. I'd be running away. And because I was responding like that, they're running after me and just going to sing it even more. And it was just like, oh, my goodness. And I just thought that was the stupidest thing. And all these kind of things were coming up in me. And because I didn't have a good relationship with my dad, I made some bad choices. I began to do a whole bunch of things to purposely make life difficult for my dad. I talked back. I became rebellious in a number of different things. So if my dad said, we're doing this, I would say, I don't want to do that. If he said, we're not doing this, I'd say, I do want to do that. I just made life difficult for my dad. And it culminated that when I was 18 years of age, and in the olden days, you guys are too young for this, but there used to be such a thing in Canada as grade 13. My oldest boy, you did grade 13. I did grade 13. You were in the last year, so you're the same as my son, John. He was the last year of the year when they had 13. So in grade 13, my dad has a heart attack and is rushed to the hospital, and they're not sure he's going to live. And I just got my car license. And because my mom didn't like driving at night, I used to drive from, do you know where Beaverton is? Up Highway 12, north of Whitby. So it's about an hour and 15 minutes to Beaverton, Lake Simcoe area. Cannington is actually where I used to live. And I would drive my mom down to the hospital to visit my dad. And on one of the trips back home, like this is midnight, and she says, do you know why your dad's in the hospital? I'm going, yeah, he had a heart attack. And she goes, no, he's there because you. You put so much stress on your dad. And she just was crying, trying to get me to change because of my behavior towards my mom and dad. So the thing that I didn't realize at that time, I didn't realize there's actually a whole bunch of verses in the Bible that talk about what happens if you don't honor your mom and dad. And in this passage, in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And it goes back to the very first commandment that has a promise. Do you remember how many commandments there are in the Old Testament? How many think there's 10? How many think there's more than 10? Okay, you're the right ones. But in the 10 commandments, because there is, that was a trick question. Either way, you're going to be, I could get half of you wrong. In the 10 commandments, there's one of the 10. It's commandment number 5. Commandment number 5 has a promise, and this is what it says. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And that is a promise that is repeated in the New Testament as well. So here's what God says. If you learn to respect and honor your mother and father, two positive things are going to happen. Can you see the two things from that verse? Okay, someone, it's going to go well. What's it going to go well mean? You could be financially prosperous. Go well could mean what? Find a good girlfriend as opposed to a witch girlfriend. Or the same thing for a boyfriend. Find someone who's going to love you and care for you as opposed to find someone who's going to be hell on earth to live with. Is that part of what it could mean? Absolutely. What else could it mean? Favor, yep, getting good jobs, getting promotions, getting along with people. How about health? Do you see the second part? It says that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So what's the negative? If we don't honor our mother and father, what's the Bible saying? Yep. You will not live a long life. And what else? It's not going to go well. Yep. Life's going to be hard, or life's going to be easy and fun, and you get a choice. Do you like to live a long time or live a short time? How many of you like to have life go well with you? How many of you like to live a long life as opposed to die in your 30s or 40s? I'd like to live longer. All of that is based on one simple thing about honoring your mom and dad. So let's talk a little bit about how do you honor your mom and dad? Because sometimes it's not easy, is it? Like if your mom and dad just aren't cool, is it possible to honor your mom and dad when they're trying to get you to do stuff in malls where your friends are around, they're coming to pick you up at school, and they're just like, you don't want to be seen with your mom and dad. You don't have to put your hands up. But I know what that's like. I didn't think my dad was cool. My mom was okay. My mom's really smart. She finished university when she was 16. So, like, she's smart. My dad failed 2 grades. And it's like, or like, not just 2 grades, 2 years. And he's good at geography and history. But, you know, the rest of life, like, my dad didn't know how to play any sports. He's a reader. And he likes reading rather than, so he if we ever had in school where parents were invited to come and have a soccer game where it was parents against kids, I was just so embarrassed because my dad didn't know how to kick a soccer ball. Like, how hard is it to kick a soccer ball? But my dad just didn't know how to, he wasn't athletic. He grew up in Canada and never learned how to skate. So, you know, they have church events and everyone's on the ice with their moms and dads and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And my dad's going along the boards, you know, that kind of stuff. So walking on his skates, thinking that they're shoes that you walk in. And it's like, oh, my dad's out. Oh, good. Can I die? All that kind of stuff. So the honoring is not just what you do. Do you know that honoring goes a little bit past just your actions, your outward actions? Honoring, it really starts in your heart with you making a choice. And there's a principle that some of you know my 2 boys, John and Chris. My son John occasionally plays, I think, in the band with you guys, or used to play here on Friday nights. My son Chris is 21. And he lives in England. He's been in England for 2 years. And I taught my boys a principle of life called pay now, play later. Pay now, play later is this. Both of them would get home from school and would want to have fun. They'd want to watch TV instead of doing homework. And I would always say, guys, you need to do your homework right away so that you got the rest of the day to have fun. Oh, Dad, but you know, you don't, I don't feel like it. All that kind of stuff. You know, all the different things that you say when your mom and dad say, have you got homework? Let's do it. Because they also want to watch TV at night. And I would say to my boys, is there better TV shows on at night or afternoon? And the answer is the better shows are always in the evening. In the afternoon, it's soap operas, it's Oprah, it's Dr. Phil, it's goofy stuff like that. Right? In the evening, it's, you know, it's better shows, it's American Idol, it's Survivor, it's all those different kind of things, CIS. And I taught my boys, you need to do things now, even though it's maybe not fun right now, because there's going to be a reward later. Pay now, play later. Does that make sense? And so my boys learned that kind of principle. And I would say this to you folks, when it comes to your mom and dad, I would encourage you to sometimes you need to just go, you just need to take a deep breath and say, I'm going to choose now for things that I don't think are cool, things that I don't think necessarily are helping me, because down the line, later on, I want to have some benefits. Does that make sense? So what God is saying to you guys in this passage, to kids, all youth all over the world, he would say the same thing. You can try to be real cool now. You can try to have everything go your way now. Or you can pay a few prices now. You can do a few things that maybe aren't easy right now. For down the line, getting amazing rewards. How many of you have a bank account? How many have money in your bank account that you're saving money? Good for you. Have you had Bob Livingston come in yet? Not with these guys. Ben at some point is going to bring an executive from our church, like a high-end, this guy is a professional golfer. Like that's all he does now for a living is just go schmoozing with people all day long. He's paid to golf with people. Bob, this guy in our church, you can't invest money with him unless you have at least $1 million to start. So like that's the kind of guy that he is. He's not riffraff like you and me. He's the high-end, big money people, and he makes them lots of money. And Bob's going to have a time with you. Who has he done it already with, Ben? All the grade 12s had him. So Bob actually taught the adults in our church about saving. And the power of saving is for every dollar that you save today, when you're 30, it's twice as much, isn't it? When you're 50, it's 3-4 times as much. When you're time to retire, it's just millions, isn't it, of money that gets saved up. And that's that whole principle of if you are willing to pay a price today, there's benefits that come down the line. And God's the one who invented this. Do you know there's all sorts of verses on this. There's statements in the Bible that say something like this. What you sow is what you're going to reap. Have you heard that? Sowing and reaping concept. So when David's talking about giving in the offering, every time you give, what's God going to do? It's going to give back to you. If you get an allowance of, let's say you get an allowance of $5 and you don't give any of that to God, guess what God says? Okay, I see that. I understand that. You want to be selfish. Great. When you're 25 and looking to go to university for a master's degree and you're needing some money, I'll remember that when you pray and say, God, could you give me some money? I'll remember that. So we don't want that, do we? So that's why it's good to be generous now and learn those kind of things. You're paying prices now so that God's able to do some good things in your life later on. Sowing and reaping is one of the most prevalent passages or themes all the way through the Bible. So if you judge somebody, what happens when you judge somebody? Do you know what the Bible says? You're going to be judged. Who gets to judge you? Sometimes it could be the person you judged. Sometimes it's God that's going to judge you. What if you don't forgive someone? Does that come back to you? Are you sowing into your destiny if you don't forgive someone? Who gets to pick the day when something bad happens to you if you don't forgive? Not God. Not God this time. The devil does. Did you know that? Now, girls, I'm going to tell you something. When it's time for your big date, like when you're the guy that you've been liking all your life is going to ask you out and has asked you out, and you're going to go out for a prom or you're going to go for something, do you know what's going to happen on your face that day? You're probably going to get a pimple. Do you know why that happens? Do you know why people get pimples on important days? Why accidents happen, why traffic jams happen on important days when you have to be somewhere? That's Satan. And he's picking the days for all the comebacks in your life. Did you know that? I never knew that when I was 16. I never knew that until I was 40. I was like, oh my goodness. That's why John Arnott, our founding pastor, is always talking about we need to forgive. We need to forgive and keep forgiving, because all the times we don't forgive, Satan is the one who does the comeback. He's the one who chooses the day when what we've sowed is going to come back to us. So on this theme of honoring your moms and dads, today's a good day for honoring your moms, isn't it? Next month is Dad's Day. And so how can you show today honor to your mom? Call out some things. Back here. Breakfast in bed. Well, it's too late for all the people who didn't do that. So lunch. If you're going home for lunch, you can say, Mom, what were you planning to do in the kitchen? Can I help cook? What else can you do today? Write a card. Make up a card. Yep. Clean up your room. Excellent. Even, do you know what would be shocking to your mom? Is when you get home, you get a vacuum cleaner out and clean the living room. Or, yes, clean your room. That would be very good. But if you cleaned another room that your mom would normally clean, what's your mom going to think? She may drop dead. No, so maybe you shouldn't do that. She think you want something. No, you just say, Mom, I'm doing this because it's Mom's Day and I love you. What else can you do? Chores? Yep. Something else? Yep. Give a donation? Yep. Watch all her women's shows. Ah, that would be a price to pay, wouldn't it? Is to sit beside your mom and watch her do all the makeover gardening shows and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, the Learning Channel. Stay away from that thing. Yep. Spend time with her? Yep. Go for a walk with her. Even just to say, give your mom a hug today. I don't know how many of you are into hugging. Let me tell you a hugging story. I grew up in a family from an English background. Anyone from an English background? The English are not known as being the most extravagant when it comes to showing emotion. And my dad, when I was a little kid going to bed, my dad would say goodnight to me by giving me a handshake. Not a hug, not a kiss, a handshake. Now that's affectionate, isn't it? No. So what is my dad sowing into me? He's basically sowing into me, this is how men do this. Men aren't supposed to be showing emotions. Men don't cry. Men don't. And so when I get married, guess what my wife's thinking? Well, when we were dating, you were all nice and cuddly and all those kind of things. And as soon as we're married, you stopped being nice. You stopped being courteous. Why did I do those things? Because I'd made judgments about my dad. This is how my dad does it. This is the way you're supposed to do it. All those kind of things. So I don't remember ever hearing the words, I love you, from my mom and dad growing up. Even as an adult, I do not remember those words. And so I start coming to TACF, and they're teaching us about loving one another and caring for another and doing what the Bible says and all these different kind of things. And I realize I need to, like, my dad's already passed away. He's with Jesus now for 24 years. But I have a mom. And I realize I still have time to say I love you to my mom. Even though I don't recall her ever saying it, I need to say it. Well, it was hard. I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? And I just never seemed easy. Every time I planned to do it, I just couldn't say it. So I talked to my wife, Sandra, one day, and I said, okay, how are we going to do this? So we came up with a plan. We invited my mom to our place for dinner one night. And the plan is that at some point during the meal, I'm going to say, Mom, I just want to thank you. You've been a great mom, and I want you to know I love you. Well, all through the meal, Sandra's kicking me underneath the table. Say it now. And it's just not the right time. I can't do it. Just can't do it. So now we're sitting in the living room. We're having dessert. We're having coffee. We're having more small talk. And Sandra is, nudging me and say it. And I just can't. So finally, when my mom is leaving and putting her coat on, and Sandra says, Mom, Steve has something to say to you. Okay. And I just said, Mom, I've never told you, but I really think you're an amazing mom. And I just want you to know I love you. My mom didn't know what to do. She goes, I know. And out the door she goes. And so the next time I phoned my mom, at the end of the phone conversation, I said, I love you. Next time I saw her, I love you. And I have begun to, this is probably about 5 years now, I began to say I love you to my mom every single time I saw her or talked to her. The other thing that happened was I'm the oldest of six kids, and none of us ever said I love you to each other. And I decided I'm going to change that. And so I started saying to my brothers and sisters when I saw them, I love you. And they didn't know what to do. So now 5 years has passed. Guess what's happening in my family? Every time we leave each other if we're ever together, every time we see each other when we get together for a family birthday or that kind of stuff, everyone hugs and says, I love you. Oh, guess who changed their family? Me. So I'm here to tell you that even if your mom and dad don't do things that you think are cool, if they don't do things that you even feel they should be doing, that they're right, you can change that. Did you know that? You can change your mom and dad. And one of the ways that the Bible says you can change your mom and dad is right here. Obeying your parents and honoring them. Now, if they tell you to go out and kill someone, you don't obey them. But in most things in life, you're able to obey your mom without giving them some lip back, without talking back. You're able to, even if things that you don't agree with, that's one of the ways that you plant into your future that God's going to be on your side. Does that make sense? Everyone have a mom and dad? How many of you are separated from your dad, like your dad doesn't live with you? Okay? So do you connect with your dad every so often? Sometimes? A little bit? Hardly ever? How about you guys? You connect with your dad much? Every week? How many of you are away from your mom? Anyone? Most of you live with your mom then? If you're single, you only have one parent with you? Any of you have a mom or dad that's died? Besides me? Your mom or dad died? Your dad? Okay. How about you just close your eyes? I just want to pray for you guys. Father, I remember when I was a teenager, and it was really hard to follow these verses. It was really hard to follow, to obey my parents. It was really hard to honor them. And Daddy, I'm asking that you would help my friends that are in this room, that they be able to make good choices today because they want good things to happen to them when they're 20, when they're 30, when they're 40. And God, would you forgive us for all the times that we've been disobedient, when we've been dishonoring, and when we were about to do something that is dishonoring. Holy Spirit, would you sort of just give us a little kick? Just give us a little nudge that all of a sudden we go, oh, I remember, I'm not supposed to do that. So Father, would you help us to love our moms and dads, to obey them, to honor them. And thank you that when we do this, you're watching, and you're going to put some check marks beside our name so down the line, good things happen to us. Father, we thank you that you're a loving, caring God. And I ask, Father, that you would be with each one here. May things go well in their lives, and may every single one in this room live a long life. In Jesus' name, amen. Boom, boom. What kind of finish was that? Thank you, folks, for paying attention and listening to me. I don't think I was as well behaved as you guys were when I was in church and the pastor came to say hi. Hi. Very good. Okay, who's next? David, are you up? I can run over back to the adults and they don't even know I'm away. Ha ha.
Thank you, Steve. Everybody say goodbye to Steve.